Hello. This audio boo is about the BBC's Mobile Day, specifically about mobile journalism and the exciting things that it brings. Rory Kesson-Jones wrote a very good blog post on the BBC Internet blog about it and about how challenging and how exciting it is for professional journalists now to be able to report on events taking place with a very, very small resources, with a very compact resources. You still need the infrastructure, but you can, you know, wander into a situation with an iPhone or a Nokia and start filming and conceivably do it live or record podcasts or audio reports on the fly, thanks to Audio Boo and other technologies as well. And it is very exciting and things to get very excited about. I just have a brief cautionary note about it, if I may, and that is the concern that I have about how mobile technology could be used to increase the amount of embedded journalism that takes place. Embedded journalism is where was used during the war in Iraq most recently. A journalist was assigned to a group of, shall we say, troopers, infantrymen and others, and they would report on the war from their point of view. That is from the point of view of the participants. Now that sounds great, and in many ways it is great, but what it doesn't do is it doesn't have that objectivity. The journalist effectively becomes tethered to this group, makes friends with them, relies upon them for their survival to a certain extent, makes it difficult for them to report on perhaps aspects of the war that need to be reported on but aren't actually very nice to talk about. Also, you don't get that kind of context. I mean, if you've got an embedded journalist standing in the middle of a desert saying, this is, you know, we're here, we can't tell you where we are because it's classified, but we're here and this is what we've been doing, doesn't really give you a good idea as to what's actually going on a broader sense. So it's difficult for analysis. Danny Schechter pointed out at the time that, you know, in the war rooms in the control centre, where they coordinate the airstrikes, this is where the big, serious, heavy bombing goes on. This is where the major casualties take place. This is where the war is, in a way, really, really fought. You know, there were no embedded journalists there to tell people on, you know, the decisions that were being made, you know, and how many lives were racking up as a consequence. So I'm a bit concerned that the attraction of mobile technology, because one, it's very convenient, and two, it's obviously very cheap, would bring mainstream media, particularly, you know, commercial mainstream media who are feeling the squeeze from a loss of advertising revenue, to perhaps go down this road a little bit more. But maybe we're kind of being denied the bigger picture as a result. And I would just, you know, before we get too excited about it, just bear that in mind. On an up note, I think where it really helps is with citizen journalism. I think it's fantastic for that. I think that what happened at G20 and the way the police were exposed wouldn't have happened without that citizen journalism, without Audio Boo, without Twitter, without Quick perhaps, you know, without other means of aggregating information from the ground through. So in that respect, it worked extremely well. And I'm not saying that professionals should stick to traditional media and that citizens should stick to social media, but I just think that it would be wise just to bear in mind that there are good things that you can do with technology and there are bad things that you can do with it. And I guess that this little podcast was an attempt to illustrate that. Anyway, I shall stop now because I have taken up enough of your time. Thank you very much for listening and have a great weekend. Ciao.